The Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, an advocacy organization whose goal is, quote, to end the harms of drug prohibition, hosted a webinar yesterday titled Bridging Community Connections in Nelson, Human Rights and Harm Reduction. The event was a collaboration between the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, the Rural Empowered Drug Users Network, or REDUN, Anchors, and the Nelson Fentanyl Task Force. Over 100 people were in attendance. Early in the webinar, Beata Senajani, the Dialogues Program Coordinator for the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition, reiterated recommendations they made in October 2022 to help improve conditions for those impacted by the toxic drug crisis.
One huge call from the Dialogues was to invest in affordable housing, low barrier shelters that are informed by harm reduction practices, and to offer housing with additional supports and wraparound services for all those that wish to access them in all communities, including Nelson, Castlegar, Trail, Grand Forks, and Cranbrook.
Following Senajani's speech, a short video was played highlighting the difficulties faced by people with drug addiction in the Nelson community. Homelessness and toxic drug supply were major themes of the video. Several speakers spoke afterward, including Tiffany Teal of REDUN. Teal emphasized the need for overdose prevention sites, including a safe inhalation site in Nelson.
OPSs are needed. We have two here in Nelson already, but they both only serve those that inject their substance. We absolutely need an inhalation site here in Nelson. And there's those that say, oh, you already have two. Okay, well, it doesn't serve this population, which has become more dominant in their mode of consumption, which is inhalation, and they're being left out.
One of the final speakers at the event was Zoe Dodd of the Toronto Overdose Prevention Society. She explained the benefits of overdose prevention sites.
Supervised consumption sites provide a safe, clean space for people to bring their own drugs to use in the presence of trained staff. That's the same for an overdose prevention site. It is the same for an urgent public health need site. And these sites may offer a range of evidence-based harm reduction services, such as drug checking or referrals, and they also act as hubs for important health and social services.
For more information on the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition and their recommendations, visit drugpolicy.ca. Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onischuk, KCR News.